This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
What's your point, Jennifer?
I don't have a point, Dougie.
Really? Why are you here then?
I don't know. No other place to be.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning, California time. Kenny, 4 o'clock your time. What's your point?
I wasn't aware I was supposed to have a point.
Really?
You told me.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're just blunt. That's my line. I'm just blunt. What's your line? 888-302-3684. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. McFadden will be along in a few minutes to attest to the wintry weather. Although, Michael, temperatures there, as I think they are here, about 10 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday, right?
Doesn't feel like it.
Doesn't it really?
Let me see.
stick your finger out the window. See what happens. The winter weather, enough already. Come on.
31 right now.
Yeah. Yesterday was 20-something. I think I remember Richie said 23 when he got in. 5 feet of snow in some areas. Buffalo. Another reason not to want to be. No wonder Meredith moved here from Buffalo. She came here because she wanted to get rid of the snow and she wanted to meet me. How's that? Pretty good, huh?
What does she like the best? I bet it's you, Doug.
Of course. Is there any contest? Although, looking at the weather, talking to her daughter there, another 20 to 30 inches of snow south of Buffalo. Can you imagine the undertaking clearing the streets off? 6,500 tons of snow have been removed from city streets and highways. Where do they put this stuff? They bring it to areas that are close to water, so when it melts, it goes into the water.
Slides right in.
Here's something that I have wondered often. You know, in most areas, not all, where there is ice and snow, they spread salt and other chemicals on the roadways in order for them to be safe to drive on.
Mm-hmm.
So those, as they are applied, as they melt the snow and the ice, the water goes into the storm drains. The storm drains drain off into the rivers. The snow, when it is collected and brought by truck to these large parking lots and areas where they dump the snow in order for it, when it melts, to go into the waterways. So with all these chemicals and the solid stuff in it, how come the EPA doesn't get all over the state and federal workers and governments that are applying this stuff to the highways? Does that seem a little hypocritical to anybody beside me? Think about it for a second. All that garbage that they put, the chemicals they put on the highways to keep them from freezing over, they're pretty potent things. Pretty
potent
stuff.
Yeah, it'll ruin your car, doesn't it?
Yeah, it eats away the metal in your car. What's it doing to the waterways? And they're all trying to chase the farmers around for a little crap that goes into their water, which is basically organic anyway. There's nothing about these chemicals they put on the road that's organic, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so I have a question for
yes,
you.
Yes, the question is,
would you rather put your tongue on a pile of organic cow excrement or put your tongue on some of the salt they sprinkle on the road?
Those are my only two
choices.
Those
are your two options. Looming death, or you either put your tongue into a pile of organic cow excrement or road salt.
Organic.
I tell you right now, I'm going to go with the road salt.
You are, really? Not me. Yeah.
You're going to put your tongue into a cow pie?
Well, but the other stuff will kill you quicker than the cow pie will.
You know, I'm going to take my chances.
Really?
Pretty sure, yeah.
What kind of situation would
you pick? What would you pick,
kind
Ken?
Of choice?
Ken, what would you pick?
Yeah, Ken, go ahead. I dare you.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
We've all played.
Death. I'll choose death.
You can't have death. That's not an option.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next.
Love those games.
The National Security Agency, otherwise known as the NSA, home of the boobs, has been debating spy programs apparently for years and years and years and years. Agency executives have been arguing about how to expand on these Apparently, it all started with foreign spying. The agency, however, wanted to extend the surveillance to Americans and to what was going on here in America. So the dissenters who didn't agree that that ought to be the case were basically overruled and in most cases fired. And they went down the road that they've gone down. So that now the NSA knows everything about everything and has broken so many laws, everybody that's an executive of the NSA should be in jail. That's not the case, however. They're still fiddling and faddling with what to do there because we have to protect America. Really? Who protects America from America? Who protects me from the NSA?
We're not allowed to protect ourselves.
Oh, I see. Okay. We leave it to the government because they know all.
Right.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know how it goes.
I do know how it goes. Matter of fact, don't much like it either. Children and toys. There will be, from now on, you can see it every single day, more and more emphasis on Christmas and children. For example, there is a toy called the Catapencil. Have you seen that? C-A-T-A-P-E-N-C-I-L, the Catapencil. It's a pencil with a miniature slingshot. A Catapencil. So you understand Catapencil? Has a slingshot-style launcher on its end. Why in the name of God is this thing being produced and being... Who would purchase this? What parent... What Maroney would buy this and think it was cute for the children to have a pencil with a slingshot on it?
Well, it wasn't that like the toy, like back in your youth, you know, back in the olden days, that's what you guys played with slingshots, right?
You guys?
You boys.
I didn't have a slingshot. But I know a lot of people who did. Yes, that's true.
Wasn't
but
it? I mean, that's
they were
like...
made out of a twig from a lilac bush. You take
right.
a twig and you put a
own.
Rubber band and you make your own. And if I was caught with it, I was sent to detention, or I would get the hairbrush or something. They are dangerous people. I remember when I was a kid, now that you bring it up, I haven't thought about this for years, Jennifer. I remember somebody in high school losing an eye.
You always hear about that one guy that lost an eye.
Well, but here's what happened. I mean, now this is all coming back to me. The kid that was being cute used the rubber band and the slingshot, put a pencil in the slingshot and aimed it at this guy in his English class. Hit him in the eye. Psh, gone. So, are we being too protective? I suppose that's the other question here. Because of the existence of things like this, and now, you know, the government gets involved, so it's unfit for... I don't need the government to tell me that. I would like to think that people are smart enough to look at it and say, you know what, this is probably not something good to get. But yet, it's one of the fastest selling Christmas items around.
Mm-hmm.
Are these the parents who let their kids play football are buying this or what? Who's buying this?
I don't know who buys it. I think people that just want to, I don't know. I don't know why they're making a resurgence, but I have seen the slingshot in several gift things. In fact, I was reading a magazine, a girl's magazine, what did I tell you, Glamour, the other night?
Yeah.
And they had like a gift section, what to get people for Christmas, and there was a like a old-fashioned slingshot in there.
Right. For
Whammo.
Girls? For girls?
For boys, actually.
Really? Hmm. Oh, well, I find this... distressing, frankly. That means it's time for a good commercial.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Poor productivity in the workplace can have negative consequences, including an impact on your company's bottom line and longer workdays. A recent survey conducted by Fellows Brands found office workers estimated that they could save more than 2 hours each day if they could work without disruption. Laura Stack, the Productivity Pro, shares more.
When it comes to disruptions affecting workplace productivity, survey respondents pinpointed everything from chatty coworkers to problems with office equipment. Get time back into your day by establishing ground rules in meetings, avoiding social media during work hours, and using the latest smart technologies that do the thinking for you, like Fellow Shredders. Their new line of AutoMax shredders offers automatic shredding so you can walk away and focus on other priorities.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's FELLOWES.com.
According to the new Heartland Monitor poll results by Allstate National Journal, the majority of Americans are very satisfied with their jobs and careers. A large number, however, would like to achieve more work-life balance. Harriet Hardy, Senior Vice President of Human Resources with Allstate, has more.
In this world of connectivity, employees are really not feeling that they're ever off the clock. So what they're looking for are things like pay time off, volunteerism, wellness initiatives, and ways where they can really be in touch with their community.
American workers generally think very highly of their employer. According to the poll, 82% think their employer makes a positive impact on their community.
In addition, employees are looking for that connection to an organization's shared purpose and vision. And more companies are not only declaring what the vision statements are, but employees are feeling much more of a connection in a prominent way.
For more information, visit allstatenewsroom.com.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Cindy Schild is with us now here on Good Day, Senior Manager for the American Petroleum Institute. And this organization has, as you can imagine, a position on the Keystone Pipeline. What do you think of the vote, Cindy?
It was certainly disappointing. It was a handful of senators that really were voting against the will of the American people. Seeing time and time again the vast support that the Americans provide over three-quarters or up to three-quarters of the American people really want this pipeline built. So it was a missed opportunity.
So is this just politics as usual?
It really is. You know, we've heard that this isn't about politics, but it's about politics clearly. It's clearly not about the merits of the pipeline, about the energy, national, and economic security that this pipeline would bring to consumers.
Well, one of the things that is a question is, it's Canadian oil, it's not American oil, but I guess there's a way of getting American oil into the pipeline here and there. One of the things that I got a kick out of were those who opposed it said it was going to hurt the environment. It doesn't make any difference where the oil come from. We're still going to be burning it in our cars till something else is put in. So what difference does it make where it comes from?
You know, you hit on a very, very good point and something that's often missed when some of this, the arguments can occur in sound bites, as often can happen in the media at times. And it is absolutely correct that about 10% of the oil on the pipeline will be picking up domestically produced oil in the plains. And again, we're adding value by bringing it two refineries in the United States.
The speciousness of the argument that it will create an environmental disaster, how is that when you figure there's no energy involved in the pipeline moving the oil from Canada down to the port, and yet all of the locomotives that haul these tanks after tanks after tanks on the railroad, look at all of the pollution that comes from the diesel engines. What the heck are these people talking about?
You know, there's been great strides to improve some of the emissions, whether you're talking about at the facilities, the refineries, or in the cars. However, it doesn't matter what crude oil you put into the refinery. You have to meet the same specifications in the fuel as well as during the refining process. It's all the same. And 70%, 70 to 80% of the emissions that come from that pipe are all the same, regardless of the crude.
Cindy Schild from the American Petroleum Institute here on Good Day.
The expert experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Songs ever recorded, in my estimation. Brother of the lead singers, lead singer, singular, of the Temptations, Jimmy Rothen, here on Good Day with a memory that most of you are happy to hear in your ear again.
As I walk this land,
sometimes taken or struck by the lyrics and the music together in a song. Richie, you have many influences musically in your cache of I think you have a pretty expansive library and pretty expansive tastes in music. I don't. I've pretty much been a pop music, maybe because of my background as a disc jockey for almost 10 years. Maybe that's why I went there. But even when I was a kid, listening to the pop music stations, that's what I like. And I have no taste for other varieties, shall we say, except for spiritual, sacred, secular music and gospel music. But nothing means anything to me, except songs like this.
Everybody has their own personal taste. Yeah. There are certain genres of music where I've got to tell you, quite honestly, I don't even listen to the words.
Yeah.
It's all about just the music. It's
right.
Just the
so
the
could
power
this song
and the soul of the music.
When you listen to the music here, if you took the lyrics away, could you still wrap yourself around?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
this
I think you. This
number,
is, oh my God! Crank
100%.
It up.
Yeah.
A fairly typical Motown story.
Right.
It's just the way the Funk Brothers put the music together. And you can almost see them in the studio just sort of banging around to come up with something that would fit.
Let's see who was this.
That's the Holland Dozier Holland song,
is
I think,
nice.
Isn't it?
It is.
Who wrote this? Jimmy Ruffin may have written it himself.
No, it's usually coming out of Motown. It's Holland Dozier Holland or Smokey or one of those but it's William Witherspoon, Paul Reiser, so it must be the Funk Brothers.
Yeah, put it together. So Jimmy Ruffin, the point of playing the song, other than it brings back great emotions and memories, is Jimmy Ruffin has passed away. He was 78, had been living in Las Vegas for the last any number of years. He was a performer. Wasn't there another Ruffin brother who died of drug overdose? Do I remember that? There's one of these guys.
Other than David Ruffin?
It was David Ruffin's dead, though, isn't he?
Yes.
But he's the one who died of drug overdose when he was much younger. That's what I remember.
Yeah, but I think he was like 50.
Yeah, right. Not old at all. So anyway, great song. Sad to hear the ending, but that song sticks around. And isn't it interesting how one song can pretty much make your career?
Well, I mean, we based a contest on it. Yeah, one-hit wonders.
One-hit wonders, right, exactly. Also, on this date, 1971, number one song for a guy who grew up on the really wrong side of the tracks in Memphis, Tennessee. Isaac Hayes had his first number one hit, and all of you remember it because of not only how it sounded in terms of the recording and how it was played everywhere, but because it was the theme from a movie called Shaft. And I don't know, Richie, where you have gone with the music, but apparently
it's gone south. Here, I got it right here.
There we go.
Everybody remember Shaft.
Yep. Talking about Shaft.
Talking about Shaft.
Talking about Shaft. Number one for 2 weeks in a row. This week, 1971. And yeah, this is another item that would bring back very deliberate memories, it would seem to me. If you saw the movie, especially. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Scholarships play an important role in meeting the cost of college. And with November deemed National College Scholarship Month, now is the time for students and families to take advantage and apply for scholarships as deadlines quickly approach. Richard Castellano with Sallie Mae explains.
Free resources like Scholarship Search by Sallie Mae take some of the legwork out of the search and ultimately help reduce college costs. Our scholarship search has over 3 million scholarships worth more than $18 billion. Students simply create a profile, and our program matches them to scholarships that fit that profile.
Any other good tips?
Well, there are scholarships open to students as early as grade school, and over half are actually available for students already enrolled in college. Missing an application deadline will certainly eliminate a student from consideration, so staying organized is critical. Students should also reach out to the organization to make sure their application was received.
To learn more about Scholarship Search by Sallie Mae, visit SallieMae.com/scholarships. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the bud, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Max McFadden, he's stuck in traffic. There's no snow in
Washington.
What's the problem?
Something,
come on, that's just a bunch of baloney. Jennifer's here on time, and that's important. Kenny's here on time. That's important. And we're at it. Lots of conversation today about a report emanating from UNORC City. Dateline.
UNORC City.
UNORC. Federal aviation authorities investigating reports of drones.
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 All right, I'm out.
Flying around JFK. The FAA said that at least three commercial pilots reported seeing drones while trying to land at JFK over the last couple of days. This is nuts. Listen to this. Delta Airline Flight 838, 737. Virgin Atlantic Flight 9, 747. JetBlue Flight 320 something or other. Spotted drones about 2 miles from the land from the runway as they were landing. Evasive action. So you're on a plane, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Landing at an airport. Look out the window. I think of this when I'm landing at JFK. I love coming into JFK, see all of the valley, and I look at Jennifer's house when I'm landing. It's got a great big red
X. See my house at JFK?
No, at LAX.
At LAX.
Yeah, right. Okay. No, not at JFK. And so you land, you look around. I'm just thinking of if you look out the window and you see one of these things. Some of them are round, some of them are square, so they have different shapes and stuff, but they're all over the place and there's no regulation on them.
Okay.
So you don't think that some jet landing in an airport is going to suck one of those things into their engine?
Yep. Hey, it happens to birds, it'll happen.
Right, that's what I'm saying. There are birds. Who's flying these things and what are they doing up there?
You got it.
When the reports came in, the police took helicopters to investigate, but by the time they got there, the drones were gone. And so they're not going to investigate any further. not the first time pilots have claimed to have had close calls with drones. Alitalia says there was a remotely controlled small aircraft that came within 200 feet of the plane when it was landing. But of course, the government, right on, right, Johnny on the spot, is now preparing to see if they can come up with regulations for the commercial use of a drone. Jennifer bought her father a drone for his birthday. That's not a commercial.
Dad, it doesn't know yet.
Oh, he doesn't? Oh, he's not listening, though, is he?
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
He's not awake.
Oh, he can sometimes be awake.
No, he's not awake. I put him to sleep. Sorry.
There is not a secret that you can...
No, you didn't. Just play, I'm sorry.
Loose lip. Pink
shit. It played into the story. I could have said somebody else did something. But...
A friend of mine. For God's sake.
Oh, okay, wow.
Make sure I get you my Christmas present. Make sure I ruin that for everybody, too.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? How's your back?
Nobody's listening. No. Anyway, my father is up at like, all weird hours of the night.
Okay, well, anyway.
Well, you know.
The funny thing is Kenny was listening to the conversation that Jennifer had with me. I'm not going to belabor because he's probably not awake, and I don't want to get everybody upset with me any more than they normally are. Oh, God.
Surprise, buddy.
I think what you should
know
do.
That was coming.
Well, he wouldn't have let on if he was listening anyway.
Oh, yeah, he's talking today. He go, oh, I know what you're getting me for my birthday.
he'll probably call in.
I know. Before.
Hi, Mike, if you're listening, help
Daddy,
yourself.
Daddy, if you're listening, call.
Daddy, 888-302-3684.
Gosh.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's
you know
almost
what?
As funny.
Wait, what are you getting Meredith for Christmas?
Okay.
Don't okay. worry, I won't tell anyone.
I have to tell you this Meredith story. Now that I'm onto it. So where Meredith's going through the house like
something?
A hurricane. She's cleaning out everything, throwing old stuff away. She can't stand a lot of my old clothes. So they're gone. She's giving them to Goodwill or Salvation Army, whatever she does. And so the other day we're going to a formal wedding in Chicago on the weekend. And we dug out my old tuxedo. And it has a red cummerbund. And, of course, that's not acceptable these days. Apparently it never was, but I didn't know that. But she said, you don't wear red cummerbunds. So I said, okay, well, give it away with all the other clothes we're giving away. So somehow or other.
Can you give away a red cummerbund?
Say what?
Why is she making you give away a red cummerbund?
Well, because it's not, red cummerbunds are not in style, apparently.
They're not. Okay, I didn't know.
No. So I said, we put it in the pile of things that we're giving to the homeless.
Because, yeah, they need red cummerbunds.
Exactly. So she looked at me and she says...
You know.
We're going to give a red cummerbund from a tuxedo to the homeless. Oh, my God.
At least we know which one's going to be wearing it. He's the only he's the best dressed homeless guy in all of Framing.
It was really, that was, give the cummerbund. We laughed and laughed and laughed. She was in bed. We just laughed. I'm giving a cummerbund to a homeless person.
Good for you. To go with this nice, holy t-shirt and your old corduroy.
The old corduroys. Right. Go with the corduroys are getting in the neck, too. Boy. A lot of the old stuff. My old plaid pants, whew, gonzo. Old plaid jacket, none of that stuff. All right, so anyway, a couple of good laughs.
Old plaid jacket. God love Meredith. Thank you, Meredith, for cleaning that junk out.
The president of what?
You had a plaid jacket?
I did, in fact.
Wow.
Anyway, so the President of the United States, and not to, I mean, we have lots to laugh at. Maybe we should be starting a chuckle on this one. Long-awaited immigration plan on the air tonight. You want to give us some details of that in the television report?
Oh, gosh, I would be honored.
Would you?
This is going to be great.
Yeah, a lot of people looking forward to this. This is big.
I'm setting my DVR right now so I don't miss a minute.
All right, talking about clothing, there is, this is something else that we've sort of come across as the weather got cold quickly here. I'm not a big fan, you know, I don't like to be in the cold weather, and that's why I go to California. So, with the work on the farm continuing, I'm out trying to stay warm. I got some new
wearing
boots.
Wearing your cover bun.
Well, yeah, I should wear a cover bun so I keep my waist warm. But I have these new gloves, but my hands still get cold. So we found this new electronic clothing. Have you seen it?
No.
Electronic clothing, battery-powered electric gloves, vests, long johns, that sort of thing. And I saw something, Kenny, in the consumer electronics realm that I thought was interesting because of my newfound interest in these so-called smart garments, or as they say here in New England, smart garments. The fact that garments with this embedded electronics, the idea of people buying them, they're supposed to be very big in the next year or two. Yes, the largest segment of the wearable fitness market, and also in this circumstance, the warmth department, market research firm Gartner, G-A-R-T-N-E-R, forecasts smart garments will represent 26 million of the 91 million wearable electronic fitness devices, which will be shipped worldwide in the next year or two. Wow, that's big business, isn't it? It's all, and it's something that was discovered by, I love these things, discovered this is something that some backyard guy in his basement or the garage figured out how to do, and now they're becoming a very popular item. All right, let's get to what Jennifer is drinking at the moment and what lots of you are drinking at the moment. That's BuzzBox Coffee. BuzzBox Coffee. You can get free coffee by calling 866-456-7805. Not just any coffee. Not that crud that you get at the local store or the convenience market or wherever you go to some of the big name places. No, this is really good coffee. And the whole thing starts with the smell, the aroma, right?
It smells so good.
And before you even... Well, make it. You have the smell that comes when you open up your mailbox.
Your doorstep, it's so good.
Yeah, right. 866-456-7805. Take Michael Fortier's word for it. He's drinking it in the studio in Washington. Jennifer's drinking it in her studio in Los Angeles. You could be drinking it at your home. I know a lot of radio stations listen to this program who have signed up for the program as well. BuzzBox Coffee, coming from the areas in the world that are richest with Arabica coffee, which is the best kind of coffee. No acids, none of that stuff. 866-456-7805. BuzzBox uses the top 1% grade Arabica coffee. It comes to you directly. You have regular shipments. Maybe you use a pound a month or something. I don't know. How much coffee do you use in the course of a month, Jennifer?
About a pound a month.
Pound a month. Okay. So you get monthly deliveries of this coffee, starting with your first bag free, and then you'll be hooked when you smell it and you taste it. 866-456-7805. So get away from the humdrum of the normal routine you have for coffees and get on the BuzzBox bandwagon, the official coffee of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Check out the big orange box right-hand side of most of the pages at DougStephan.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday and get incredible savings on what you need for the holidays. Grab a set of OXO 12-piece pop lid containers for $49.98 or upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for just 96 cents. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop these Black Friday savings and more at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Phone price with purchase of 2-year contract. See Club for additional details.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe,
your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll-free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Hi, Jen, where's the theme, Richie, for our television report? Time for us to look at the present world of television. I wonder about the future of television, Jen.
It'll be on our devices, Dougie.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I mean, TV sets, the shocking figures are in on TV set sales, and they're way, way down. People are using iPads, they're using all their devices. Meredith watches the soap operas on her little iPhone in bed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know what you can see, but this is not a good year for television sales. That is actually for the sale of television sets. So what do you think the future of television is? Be interesting to shake, rattle, and roll that around as we talk about some of the things that are practical in TV news today. I don't think we have to reiterate the stuff about Bill Cosby, do we?
I don't think so. Well, you know, obviously there's been a lot of people, you know, dissolving their relationship with him, and the latest is TV Land. TV Land has pulled the Cosby Show from its lineup in lieu of all of these allegations of sexual assault against Bill Cosby. So NBC's dumped him, Netflix has dumped him, now TV Land pulls him. This is really bad for Bill
End
Cosby.
End of the road for Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Now, some good news, I guess, if you're a fan of the current form of Nation of the Today Show. There was a rumor yesterday, and actually published by Us Weekly magazine, that Natalie Morales and Willie Geist had been fired from the Today Show. Well, Today says, no, that's not true. They're still very
Who's
much
Willie
employed.
Geist? What does he do?
He does that third hour of the Today Show.
Oh, okay.
You may not. I don't know if you see him because we're probably on the air.
Yeah.
But NBC is staying firm that they have the best team in the morning and they're continuing to compete with Good Morning America.
Blah, blah, blah.
Now, Ray Rice. Remember him? Oh, yeah. His storyline is coming to Law & Order SVU. Chad Coleman is guest starring on the show as a high-profile sports figure accused of hitting his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Life imitating art.
Well, that's
art
what they do. Ripped, that's
exactly.
What Dick Wolf says, ripped from the headlines.
Ripped from the headlines.
Hugh Laurie is coming back to TV, Jen Jen.
Yeah, isn't that exciting? He's going to go to Veep, right? Veep. On HBO.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be on the fourth season of that show, according to TVGuide.com.
51 after on your day.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program. Yes, the Money Pit, hosted by Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti, heard by millions of Americans around the country every weekend, helping you make your home a better place to live, to sleep, to work. If you work at home, any of those things, you can call Tom anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT for a question. You got a question? He's got the answer. If he doesn't have the answer, he'll come up with a snappy answer anyway.
We make one up that's so good, you'll have no idea.
You'll believe it. All right, so we have questions from listeners in just a moment here on Good Day.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. And that's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up.
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
All right, Money Pit. questions and answers. Questions from you, answers from Tom. Here's Tim, no relation to Tom or Ted, who wants to know about light fixtures. He's got a light fixture with a tag saying not to use larger than 75-watt light bulbs. Is it safe to use an LED bulb rated for 100 watts?
The wattage warnings on light fixtures are based on heat that would be generated by incandescent bulbs, but since LED bulbs generate a lot less heat for the equivalent wattage, you can certainly use the equivalent wattage and probably even higher wattage in an LED bulb than you would in an incandescent bulb. Right. I don't think the fixtures have caught up yet. That's going to take a while to kind of sort out as the incandescent bulbs are phased out. But certainly the LED bulbs don't generate nearly the amount of heat that the incandescents did.
So the answer to your question, sir, is yes, you can use it.
Yes.
Margaret has a vinyl floor in her kitchen. Has yellow stains on it that have bled through.
Well, I think she's concerned about the stains coming through the laminate. That's not going to be an issue. And generally, when you get those yellowish stains in vinyl floor, that's a chemical reaction that happens between things you put on top of the floor. Like, you know, some of us use those rubber-based back mats, like along the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Those are really bad because the rubber reacts with the vinyl and causes an oxidation that causes it to yellow. And sometimes the adhesives from below will come up, but it won't go through a new laminate floor. It's a completely different material, and it's not going to permeate all of those layers. So if you're going to put laminate floor on, good move. You don't even have to remove the vinyl. Just go right on top.
All right, so let me ask you a question about that. Meredith has the farm next door, has a little farmhouse there, and it has linoleum. Laminate is inexpensive, easy to put down?
Yes. Pretty much click and lock today. You know, as long as the floor is relatively flat, if it's a really roly-poly floor, it's not going to work for that.
Yeah.
But if it's a relatively flat floor, it's very easy to install. You just have to cut it along the edges, and then you trim it. You leave about a quarter inch gap between the laminate floor and the baseboard. Mm-hmm. Then you put shoe molding over it, and it pretty much just lays there based on its own weight.
Really?
Doesn't have to be glued down.
Got that. Andrew says the cement walkway along his house is pulling away, so there's a gap there. You see this all over the place when you're walking around.
Yep.
He says he's worried about water getting in the gap, and then it goes into his basement. What do you think?
So what I would do there, Andrew, is I would use something called a backer rod, which is like a foam tube that you shove into that gap, and that will fill up some of that space. You press it down maybe a half inch below the surface of the concrete, and then you fill over that with a flowable urethane, which will be like a rubberized seal that will stick between the house wall and the walkway and keep the water out. But by putting the backer rod in, you're not pouring that urethane into a void that just goes and goes and goes. It gives it a surface to sit on top of.
All right, so there's three. Good piece of advice. Where else could you go on a morning and hear Tom Kreidler, unless you're listening to him on the weekend, come up with all this great information? You've got it here, and you didn't pay a nickel for it, folks. You didn't
pay a penny. Mrs. Tom Kreidler hears it all the time.
Mrs. Kreidler.
Yeah.
Who's doing the work at home?
Enough of that.
Do you do the work at home, or does your wife do the work at home?
Oh, no, we all do work at home here.
Everybody does work at home.
We were hard workers, yep.
Really?
Absolutely.
Right. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, Tom Kreidler can be found by going to moneypit.com or call in a question to 888-MONEYPIT. 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good Day Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Richard Fadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound, and recording.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.